Hey, Tom, how's it going? It's your old pal Joey Wheeler here, the Godfather of Games. I have it on pretty good authority that your agent decks, they're worthless. And I'm also told that your podcast, it ain't all it should be. You need to try harder, my friend. But thanks for watching. Have a great day.
Internet Phantoms Network, all platforms. Tom, punch me in the nuts. Punch me in the nuts, I deserve it.
Oh, I missed, didn't I?
You, like, hit my crotch. Like, flat, slap. Hit like a... Halfway to Halloween scare-tacular. Roll the scary intro. Tom, what's the scariest thing you have on your notes?
The scariest?
Welcome to Halloween. It's halfway, baby.
This is just fucking freaky shit. I watched some people walk into the woods one day as a kid into just like a state park. It's fucking...
Across the street from your house, it's just a big open field. You need to let people
I was going to. There's a field, like a diagonal from my house, open woods, a path to another field. There's a farm if you go down through the woods. A whole bunch of shit. Huge land. A couple thousand acres.
Huge land.
Maybe not a couple thousand.
It's not. So what happened during... how old were you?
I was in middle school or late elementary school.
What'd you see?
And when my friends were trying to play Manhunt. Mm-hmm. And so these people dressed in robes. I mean like hooded robes. Not bathrobes. Hooded like
what
felt
color robes.
But they had hoods on.
What color robes?
The robes were... There was four people in all black on either side. Of one dude standing in the middle with all white.
Like on both sides or two on each to make four?
There's one guy in all black, one guy in all black, one guy in all red, one guy in all black, one guy in all black.
So they just walked up already in the outfits like it was nothing?
I didn't see them doing that, but that's what they had to have done. They could have parked somewhere
else. You think you were seeing things?
No way. I watched them do it for like 5 minutes. You know how long it takes to walk across that field?
I do. It's a big field.
You go, and they're not going diagonally across. Like, if the grass is tall, I can understand. But it wasn't that tall. You could have done it. They walked all the way down, all the way to the left, and then up into the place, and I never saw them again.
What do you think they were doing?
Well, in there before, we've been hiking and fucking dicking around, being assholes. We've heard people like screaming and chanting rituals.
I remember that.
So, they could have just been doing that, but I never saw them again.
What do you think?
I think they could have sacrificed themselves being retarded. It's so big, like, no one searches it. If you're off the beaten path, no one's really going to find you.
That's a good point.
K-Dill and me are the only two who ever go up there.
Let's kick this up a notch. Let's pick this up.
You said the spookiest thing I had, dude. You just kind of one-up me like that?
I'm a little sleepy. Let's make it scarier. What's the scariest thing you've ever encountered in your life?
Like, haunted scary or like I feared for my life scary?
Either. The scariest things are what really happens.
I don't think I've been through that shit that's that scary.
Okay, well then, what do you think is the scariest part about Halloween while being a child? Do you think it's getting beat up by the cool kids? Getting drugged? Or getting raped by old dirty strangers. What would you rather have happen to you as a kid on Halloween?
I would have rather taken the drugs and just woke up without knowing because, like, oh, well, I did drugs.
It's the halfway to Halloween scare-tacular, ladies and gentlemen. Intern, roll the intro again. Tom... What would your porn name be?
Tommy Tripod.
That's pretty good. It's easy to search up. Only one person's gonna come up on Google if you type in Tripod.
This guy.
That's pretty good. Okay, all right. What porn would you do the most?
MILF. So what would you do? And what's your porn name first, right now? You have 10 seconds.
Porn name?
One, two...
Porn name.
Three. Four.
Johnny Tsunami.
Five.
And the porn I would most I would, the porn I would do the most. I don't know. Femdom?
Jesus Christ.
Maybe femdom?
I know you're going to say gay right now.
No. No, that was... Tom, you're gay.
You're gay.
Logan yeah. swears you're gay. He says you act very sus.
I'll stab him right now. Logan, that pig fuck.
I'd probably do, like, blow bangs. Because, like, it's like, whatever. It's a scary thing. That's the scariest thing. Welcome to the Halloween Scaretacular. Intern, roll the intro for the third time. You have the same size bed as your 4-year-old niece.
I have a smaller size bed than my 4-year-old niece.
Well, she has a queen size bed.
Yeah.
You have a full sized bed.
I have a twin bed. Kevin has a full sized bed.
Huh. How big is her bed?
Queen.
How big is yours?
Twin.
You have a twin sized mattress. If I was Kevin Dillon, who had kids as young as he did,
Kevin Dillon did on a futon, dude.
The last thing I would do would give my child a queen size mattress. Like, no. You're gonna take after your mother. That's the scariest thing ever. Intern, roll the intro for the fourth time. The only thing scarier I can think of is being put on the spot to rap.
Oh, shit.
Now, if I'm correct, a couple weeks ago, you mentioned Metal Fingers. He's going to rap over a Metal Fingers beat because he mentioned... Tom, you're a big Doom fan. You're a big Doom fan.
I'm not him. Yeah, I'm a big Doom fan. Oh, my
so,
God.
Wow, Tom. So... Doom so, fan. It's safe to say... You can kill it in his sake.
I can't.
No pun intended.
Nah, he's dead. Dude, I can never live up to the great.
So try. Tom's going to rap over a Metal Fingers beat. Intern, here it comes. Let's go, Tom.
Why the fuck am I doing this? Johnny said he can't kiss. After me, he confirmed it. You made him suck, Kit. I'm on the podcast. Henny milk comes fast. Take like under 2 minutes. That's his upper limits. Now he can't cut this. You're a cum slut. Gang.
The entire verse was about me coming, Tom.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah, it is.
Weird. You know, that's the scariest thing is not hanging yourself after a gay verse like that. That's the scariest thing. Intern, talk about the scariest things you can think of. I'm going to go grab the Satanic Bible.
I've been thinking about getting tortured recently. Like, for real.
That's weird.
So, I've been watching too much Criminal Minds, really, at the end of the day. Bella got me into it, and I was like, you know, this is... pretty lit. I've watched crime shows before. I've seen like an episode or two of this in passing, and then I actually started it. It's pretty dope. And then it just made me think about fucking Reed. Great character. Probably my favorite. He gets tortured in one. I've been thinking, like, what would I do if I was tortured? Would anyone know? What's the whole situation with it? Am I getting live streamed? If I was getting live streamed, what kind of signs would I make to try to get people to know where I am or save me? Well, like, you know, how is he torturing me?
What?
Johnny's back with the Satanic Bible. Thank God he's going to hear this in post and be like, what is going on with this kid?
Tom.
Thank God it's a Halloween. The midway to Halloween spooktacular.
Halfway to Halloween scaretacular. You said every single part of it incorrectly. It's the halfway to Halloween scaretacular.
Spooktacular.
Pick a page. Don't be a bitch. Don't look. Just check one.
Wretches feel no guilt in the taking of a non-human life, as opposed to a human's. The fact of the matter is that if the magician is worthy of his name, he will be uninhibited enough to release the necessary force from his own body instead of from an unwilling and undeserving victim. Contrary to established magical theory, the release of this force is not affected in the natural spilling of blood, but in the death throes of the living creature. This discharge of biochemical energy is the very same phenomenon which occurs during any profound heightening of the emotions, such as sexual orgasm, blind anger.
I'm gonna fucking come!
Mortal terror.
I'm angry and I'm gonna come!
Consuming grief, etc.
I'm so sad and I'm gonna come!
It is small wonder they are shunned by the white magician.
Have you ever...
Who prods along carrying the greatest of all milestones.
Have you ever come while you're angry? In angry bus. I don't think I ever have.
Yeah, but I'm angry while...
I've never busted my load going, I'm so mad!
Why would you?
I don't know. It's going to keep going. I just wanted you to read.
Oh, I have to read more?
No. Even
read
less.
Another random page?
It's the halfway to Halloween Scaretacular on the Pickle Jar Podcast. Intern, you know what? Make yourself useful and roll the intro for the fifth time. Okay, Tom. All right, Tom.
Shut that one off.
Oh, you want.
You can leave that on so I can read.
Nope.
But that, okay, go for that too.
I'm gonna, nope. I'll put the light on. I'll put my phone light on. Whoa.
You're already scared.
I'm terrified. All right, Tom, you gotta speak in a scary language.
Can the wings of the winds hear your voices of wonder?
All right, no. Not like you're gonna rape me. Speak like you're scary, like to the.
It's scary.
I'm scared, but I don't think they are. You use your fucking outside voice a little bit, Tom.
No, the quietness is scary.
They can't hear it.
I don't know what's scary.
Just be scary, Tom.
I was doing that.
Just get closer to the mic, then.
Can the wings of the winds hear your voices of wonder? Oh, you.
You sound like Batman.
Whom the hellfire frames in the depths of my jaws. Whom I have prepared as cups for a wedding. Or as flowers regaling the chambers of lust. Stronger are your feet than the barren stone. Mightier are your voices than the many-fold winds. For you are becoming as a building such as not, saved in the mind of the all-powerful manifestation of Satan. Arise. Move, therefore, unto his several servants. Show yourselves in power. Make me strong, seer of things, for I am him that liveth forever.
Towards the end, I was like, he's gonna bust.
My throat hurts. That's why I said it.
Should I read the next one?
Yeah, you read one in a scary voice.
I'm gonna read the fourth key.
You show me what a scary voice is, because I thought I did pretty good.
You must hold a light to.
You can't do it.
I can't do a Japanese
you
voice.
You gotta do something scary.
I'm gonna come.
Get
I'm
out.
Gonna come.
It's over.
Hey listeners, Tom made a rap song, so this is him fucking rapping. Whew, I tried everything to make it sound good, I apologize.
Give me a few years and I'll be lit.
Good eye, man.
Sanctuary in the sky.
Yeah. Tom, what's your favorite Pokemon?